On Monday morning, the USCCB began its virtual conference of bishops. Every November, the bishops of America meet to discuss how to meet their hierarchical responsibilities as a group, as they understand them at any rate. Every year, Catholics, like myself, cover the event, and every year, it fails to disappoint in some way. Not for any good reason, mind you, but because some strange story always emerges, and we have some fun ones today. I'll get the silly one out of the way first, though, because, let's be honest, the sharing or implying of sharing silly memes on Twitter isn't a big story. To prepare Catholics in my country for that meeting, the USCCB Twitter account, which is almost certainly run by a seminarian or an intern, sent out a tweet that you can see if you're watching on YouTube. They've since deleted it, but it says, "We meet tomorrow for our first ever virtual General Assembly. How many hashtag Baby Yoda gifts do you think we'll post during hashtag USCCB 2020? If you don't know what Baby Yoda is, this is Baby Yoda. It's from a new Star Wars show Disney has on its streaming service right now. They get a lot of not-so-happy replies to that tweet, as you might imagine, and they've deleted it, saying it wasn't the best idea to put it out. And that's fine. It was, again, probably the work of an intern. That's not really the story. That's just the story you're hearing about, probably because it's, well, silly. The real story is what the bishops have been doing while in their annual conference, and what they've been doing is putting other bishops in important roles in the church in America. I'm not going to go over all of them today, at all, really. Instead, I'm going to focus on just one bishop, and the position he has just been assigned because, as you'll see, it's business as usual for our shepherds. On Monday, November 16th, 2020, the bishops announced on Twitter and via press release that Bishop Daniel E. Flores of Brownsville had been assigned to the USCCB Committee on Doctrine. Before we talk about why that is kind of funny in a way that is really only funny if you have a bleak sense of humor like I sometimes do, let's define doctrine. A good working definition comes from CatholicCulture.org, which says the following, quote, "Any truth taught by the Church as necessary for acceptance by the faithful. The truth may be either formally revealed, as in the real presence, or a theological conclusion, such as the canonization of a saint, or merely part of the natural law. In any case, what makes it a doctrine is that the Church authority teaches that it is central to Catholicism. This teaching may be done either solemnly in ex cathedra at pronouncements, or ordinarily in the perennial exercise of the Church's magisterium. Dogmas are those doctrines which the Church proposes for belief as formally revealed by God." End quote. That's pretty cut and dry, right? So, why is this funny? Because Bishop Daniel Flores has a record of siding with Moloch informally. Flores was one of the bishops who, in Texas in 2018, told a group of Catholics who worked to bring the social reign of Christ the King to fruition on that topic, well, to stop, despite it being one of what the bishops classically have said is of the utmost importance. Actions speak louder than words, as we know, and Bishop Flores is pretty active, causing the eyes of the faithful to turn to his diocese in Brownsville on that topic, as well as on other issues unique to that region which are of importance to the Catholic faithful, usually siding with the would-be Caesars who are avid fans of Moloch. I'll put it to you this way. Bishop Flores is a proponent of the seamless garment. He hasn't said that explicitly, but his approach clearly reflects that approach. If you're not familiar with the seamless garment theology, on Tuesday I had a video on the topic of Cardinal Supich and Cardinal Bernardin, where I explain it in great detail. In short, it puts Moloch on the same level as fairly mundane social woes, and Flores' time in the episcopate is the model of what this looks like in practice. He is a bishop cut from the mold of Cardinal Supich at the very least. Given that one of the jobs of the bishop is to preserve the doctrines and dogmas of Catholicism so that Catholicism remains, well, Catholicism, an adherent of Cardinal Bernardin's position is an odd choice for this post, unless, of course, you understand what role he had in the forming of the USCCB. Hint, he was one of the leading men who put it together. When you understand that, a lot begins to make sense. Flores said of Fratelli Tutti that instead of having quick takes on that document, meaning you and I having quick takes, we should all read all 43,000 words of the document prayerfully. His suggestion almost sounds as if he wants us to engage prayerfully with the document like it was sacred scripture, that practice where you read and prayerfully reflect on the words that are divinely inspired. And that's kind of an odd take to have, especially concerning what Fratelli Tutti is about, and especially concerning the fact that, in paragraph 6, Pope Francis told us himself that it was his own personal opinion. Having read the document, I can tell you that reading it prayerfully would be akin to trying to read one of my grad school journal articles prayerfully, especially since they are on nearly the same topic. That is to say, really wouldn't be all that possible, save for the early paragraphs where our Lord is mentioned several times before the topic turns to the attempt to turn the earthly city of God into the city of man. If you aren't familiar with the document, I and others have dubbed this thing called Fruit Loops. Well, I've done several videos on it, and they're worth your time. The short version is that after reading it, I and most other Catholics really didn't see what the encyclical had to do with living the life Christ called us to live. Whether the document has any merits in the city of man is a debate I'll let others have who are in that city. But I'll say this much. The document is supporting of what Malachi Martin called the superforce, and what Vigano has spoken about extensively in his letters focused on the city of man. And that should be enough to give the typical Catholic pause. For Bishop Flores, this is just another day at the office. This actually speaks to a larger issue, though, which is that the USCCB conferences focus very much on the city of man. One really only has to look at what the focus was on, and you'll see that. Then again, we are talking about a body that has openly hinted at Christmas not happening this year, and a return to Mass being viewed from home as if it were a television program. Even this conference being virtual is a hint of that. Given that Bishop Flores is now overseeing the doctrines for the USCCB, I wonder what his feelings are on the necessity of attending Mass and receiving the sacraments. That'll be increasingly important as time goes on, because, as I and others have been saying, the Mass is once again going to be unavailable soon, unless something changes for the better, and all signs point to that happening sooner rather than later. Flores has been at the forefront of this likely move to make the Mass rare in the life of Catholics again. His parishes are the model for the zeitgeist, in every imaginable way. Yet the question remains, what does a seamless garment bishop have to say about doctrine that won't be more of what we've already heard? That is a good question, and I hope that he will take the opportunity before him to address the questions most pertinent to the life of Catholics, and that he will remind the faithful that the sacraments are essential to living the Catholic life. What comes to mind is the Eucharist. That is a very serious thing that the bishop should be focusing on, is the Eucharist, and the necessity of maybe going to confession before going to the communion line to receive our Blessed Lord in the most sacred sacrament of the altar, and the necessity of what the Eucharist actually is. Those are central questions to the Catholic life. I guess we'll see, especially as winter is approaching and a new year is practically upon us. Let me know what you think of this in the comments, please. And please pray for Bishop Flores. Praying for priests and bishops by name is part of our duty as the faithful, so please keep him in your prayers. Yes, even if he isn't your bishop, please pray for him. He would probably appreciate that, even if he would not appreciate the take we have here. Thank you for listening. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.